Hello and welcome to the Daily Lowdown, your fix of everything in the world of celebrity music and entertainment news. The biggest A-list night in fashion took place on the first Monday in May. That's right, it was the Met Gala. Stars from Kim Kardashian, Zendaya, Jennifer Lopez and Doja Cat all gathered at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City for the Fashion Gala, where the theme was Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion. Many turned heads at the glamorous event, but there were many surprise absentees. Blake Lively, who has become synonymous with the event over the years thanks to her incredible dedication to the theme, was nowhere to be seen. Meanwhile, fans were concerned for Rihanna, another Met Gala regular, as the singer reportedly fell ill before the event, meaning she did not show. Another absentee was Katy Perry, who usually makes quite the impression on the red carpet. To see all of the incredible looks, head over to HelloMagazine.com. Speaking of Katy Perry, the American Idol judge and singer explained her reasons behind her absence from the Met. The Raw hitmaker said on Instagram that she couldn't make it because she had to work, before then sharing a video of her recording in the studio, seemingly working on new music. Katy has been teasing her fans a lot recently when it comes to her return to music, as she previously said her upcoming new single is said to be one of her biggest yet. There's currently no word on when it might be released, but we can't wait to hear it. Lana Del Rey has announced her first ever US stadium show for next month. The video game singer will be heading to Massachusetts for a massive gig at the famous Fenway Park in Boston on the 20th of June. Lana's show is described as a one-off, very special show, so fans who manage to get their hands on tickets will be very lucky indeed. Tickets for the stadium show, which has a 37,000 capacity, go on sale on Friday. The beef between Drake and Kendrick Lamar rumbles on, and now in the latest twist, Drake has responded to Kendrick's sensational claims made in his recent diss track. Over the weekend, the LA rapper released Not Like Us, in which he accused Canadian rapper Drake of having inappropriate relationships with underage women and harboring a secret love child. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a bitch? Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord, and it's probably A minor. Drake, whose real name is Aubrey Graham, has strenuously denied this in his newly released track called The Heart Part 6, in which he says he feels disgusted by the claims made in the song, adding that he planted false information as bait for it to be used. The supposed feud between the duo started last year after Drake released the track First Person Shooter, calling him, J. Cole and Kendrick the big three of hip-hop, which Kendrick seemingly did not take well. Meanwhile, in terms of streaming, Kendrick appears to be in the lead with Not Like Us and Euphoria taking up the number 2 and number 3 spot. And the cast of Lord of the Rings have been paying tribute to the late star Bernard Hill, who has died aged 79. The actor was known for playing the role of King Theoden in Peter Jackson's epic fantasy trilogy, and his co-stars, including Elijah Wood, Billy Boyd and Dominic Monaghan, told fans at Comic-Con in Liverpool that they had lost a family member, saying goodbye to their funny, gruff, beautiful friend. Bernard was also known for his role as Captain Edward Smith in Titanic. The actor passed away early on Sunday morning. He had not long before pulled out of the Merseyside Comic-Con event. According to the BBC, his fiancée Alison and son Gabriel were with him when he passed. If you're after some royal content, then check out Hello's other audio series, A Right Royal Podcast, which has just dropped a new episode called A Right Royal Jam. This week, our hosts discuss Meghan Markle's new venture with American Riviera Orchard, which saw her send out 50 jars of homemade jam to her celebrity pals. They also speak to royal editor Hannah Furness, who discusses what the Duke and Duchess's new projects mean for the future. Search A Right Royal Podcast wherever you get your podcasts to listen now. And that's your daily lowdown from Hello. Check out our social media channels and HelloMagazine.com for more news and updates on your favourite celebrities.